Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Kerry backed Egypt's anti-terror push. Secretary Kerry met Sunday with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi in a diplomatic show of support for Egypt's ongoing face-off against Islamist extremists in the Sinai Peninsula. They focused on recent attacks on Egyptian police and military forces by Islamic State-linked militants.
We have confidence in Egypt, and it's important to be beginning to rebuild elements of our relationship based on this strategic dialogue.
U.S. officials describe Secretary Kerry's visit as a mission to ease concerns among Washington's Mideast allies about the looming nuclear deal with Iran. Israel ordered detentions without trial of Israeli citizens suspected of waging violence against Palestinians as part of a crackdown against those responsible for a deadly arson attack on a Palestinian family in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli Security Cabinet approved the so-called administrative practice measure Sunday, 2 days after suspected Jewish ultranationalists torched a Palestinian home in the West Bank town of Duma. An 18-month-old toddler burned to death in his bed while his parents and brother suffered severe injuries. There's been no claim of responsibility. Kurdish rebels launched a suicide attack Sunday at a military police post in eastern Turkey, killing 2 soldiers and wounding 24 others. The attack in Agri province near the Iranian border involved an agricultural vehicle packed with 2 tons of explosives. In a separate attack, 1 Turkish soldier was killed and 4 others wounded in the southeastern Mardin province. That happened when their military vehicle struck a landmine believed to have been laid down by the rebels. This is VOA News.